Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Now, I'll tell you what, I want to go to California. I'm getting very tired spending so much time in Afghanistan, as sad as it is. It is what it is right now. We've got to do what we can to contain the damage. We've talked about that a lot, but back here at home and in California, why do I concentrate on California? California is the largest state in the country. Also, the governor is a Democrat. We just lost the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. He was driven out by very crude conduct. Fortunately, we have a good lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul. By all accounts, she'll be excellent. Democrat, very good. But in California, there's an ominous possible turn of events with a possible cure that is bizarre. What do I mean by that? The governor of California is Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom had to put into effect mask orders, mask mandates, capacity limits in restaurants and so on to contain COVID as it increased back in 2020. People got kind of prickly about it. And the Republican Party, you know, they're a wolf in sheep's clothing. They basically engineered a recall, just as they were very instrumental in engineering the attack on Andrew Cuomo. Let's squeeze out a very prominent, popular Democratic governor and see what happens. Gavin Newsom dropped the ball on this one big time in a couple of ways. First of all, the recall people didn't get the signatures in on time. And that's a legal matter. They blew it. They went to court and they said, "Judge, give us a little more time because of COVID." There's nothing in the statutes or in common law in California or anywhere else where a court can say, okay, I'm gonna change a legislative deadline or a constitutional deadline. Gavin Newsom didn't even send a lawyer to the hearing. The judge looked around and he said, "Is there anybody here on the other side?" If anybody had gotten up, if they had gotten the guy who was last in his class in law school there, and he got up burping and saying, "Well, you know, I think it's a bad idea." There's no, all he had to do is say, "There's no legal basis for this." They didn't send anybody. What frequently happens when that happens is the judge says, "All right, if it's not opposed, it's granted." So they gave him more time. Newsom's people were arrogant and they thought, "Well, this thing isn't going to go anywhere anyway, so the heck with it. We're not going to dignify it with a response." Then when they got the signatures, you have to indicate, you have to file certain paperwork. And there are two questions. One of them is, should we recall the governor, Gavin Newsom? Yes or no, up or down? And if the majority, in other words, one more vote is recall than not recall, he gets recalled. Then there's another ballot with 46 names on it this time. Which one of these people do you want as governor? And it's not a majority. It's whoever gets the most votes. So with 46 people, somebody could have 9% of the vote. Actually, theoretically, somebody could have 2.5% or 3% of the vote and become governor of Wisconsin. That's not liable to happen. But certainly somebody with 20-some-odd% is going to be governor of Wisconsin from this rabble, this pack of rabble, who just stuck their names on it. And Gavin Newsom can't have his name on that if he was recalled in the first question. But one thing Gavin Newsom could have done And do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? He could have put his party affiliation there. It could have put, do you want to recall Governor Gavin Newsom, comma, Democrat? And they screwed up and they didn't do that on the paperwork. Then they try to correct that by suing the Secretary of State. It didn't work. So all you have is there, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? Now, look, most people know the governor, but not everybody knows the governor. Not everybody. And some people don't read news, but, you know, and I mean, for Pete's sake, this is an overwhelmingly Democratic state. But that's what Gavin Newsom did. Very, very lazy, incompetent people handling this for him. Okay, never mind. He is the governor. Done a pretty good job. COVID isn't his fault. Capacity limits, mask mandates, you know, things like you are going to get vaccinated or have to give us a negative COVID test. That's going on all over the country. It's not, shouldn't be a big deal. Republicans, though, want him out, 46 people. Here are the polls. I'm going to give you these polls, and these are amazing to me. It had been that up till about a month ago, a big majority of people did not want him recalled. But from August 2nd to the 4th, they were in the field 3 days, August 2nd, 2, 3, and 4, which is basically, what, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago? 51% of people said they want to recall him. And only in the high 30s, 37, 38% said no, and the rest undecided. The election is September 14. Paper ballots were mailed out to everybody in the state. They were mailed out 2 days ago. A lot of them are going to vote right away. If I get a paper ballot, I'll vote right away and send it right back in. They're voting right now. And if 51% of them in the last poll say they want them recalled, sadly, there is a very strong possibility he'll be recalled. That means that they'll then look at the second ballot. Now, a lot of people will only vote in the first ballot, which is, do you want to recall them? The Democrats have been urging people not to cast a preference in the second one because there are no mainstream Democrats on it. And basically, they want to emphasize and make the point that they just want to retain Gavin Newsom. But there are 46 people on the second one, and one of them ain't named Gavin Newsom. And here is the breakdown. In first place at 27% in this poll was Kevin Paffroth. You never heard of him, probably. The second one is Larry Elder. Kevin Paffroth has 27%. Larry Elder has 24%. Now, what's amazing about that? You know, there are other people on there like this Caitlyn Jenner, who came out and said that she is for Donald Trump and will support him in 2024. Trump is hated in California. She's nuts. Shouldn't even be on this ballot. Then there's a guy who's the former governor of San Diego. There's a businessman. One of these characters campaigns with an anesthetized bear. I'm not kidding. I don't know why the PETA people are out there. The state animal is a bear, just like ours is a badger. And he has an anesthetized bear there to get attention. Nobody pays him any attention. Another one carries around a gigantic bag of garbage, drags it around behind him to show he'll throw out the garbage. I mean, these are sad people. These are very sad people. So that's what you got. Nuts. A lot of nuts out there. The guy in second place, Larry Elder, 24%, is a radio talk show host who's very right wing. He's like a Rush Limbaugh. He's like a Sean Hannity, you know, these kind of people. One of his signature issues, reduce the minimum wage to zero. That was an argument by extreme right-wing economists 50 years ago that basically said, if you have no minimum wage, people will get hungry, compete for jobs. Maybe they'll work for $2 an hour, maybe 50 cents an hour, maybe $5 an hour, and there'll be full employment and employers will make a lot of money. It's nuts. It's cruel. It's not American. And this idiot is coming out with that. But in first place, Kevin Paffroth, 27%, who maybe, and is a Democrat. He's 29 years old. He was born in Germany. He's in California. He was sitting around with his buds in May, about 2 weeks before the deadline to file. And they're chilling. And he goes, you know what would be neat? And we're going to go, well, how about dating Miss America? That'd be neat. Yeah, that'd be neat. You know what would be neat? Governor of California, this idiot Newsom is being recalled. Stick your name on. He sticks his name on. And the reason why he's at 27% is he's one of these YouTube influencer type people. And, you know, younger people listen to him and he talks about the stock market and he doesn't know his blank from third base. He may be governor of California. Hanging and chilling with his buds in May with 2 weeks to go. They get the signatures. They don't need a lot of signatures. They get them. And this guy, 29 years old. Now, I will say he is. Here's his platform. One of them is no income tax for anybody making up to $250,000 a year. The second one is COVID measures are optional. And the third is he will clear the homeless off the streets in 60 days. He may be governor, Kevin Paffra. We go to a break. The lines have lighted up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.